my daughter Salish's brand new iPhone was just stolen, and one of them did it.
What? Whoa, no.
They were all here filming a video, so someone is guilty. The thief was caught on security cameras trying to steal the phone. So Salish will conduct a series of extreme challenges to determine who's guilty.
I'm a lot of suspects too.
What, I'm a suspect?
Yes. I have something really important on my phone, and I need to get my phone back before the thief opens my phone, so you guys are all suspects.
Oh, come on, Salish.
This is go get an elevator.
Elevator?
I'm putting all of the suspects in the elevator for my first challenge.
She can't fit all of us.
Whenever Ari films Salish, he comments on how nice her iPhone is. Did he steal it?
I was wow!
I didn't do it!
Let's go watch this now.
What are we doing?
Oh my gosh.
There's something on my private snap that I definitely don't want anyone to see, so I have to find my phone before the thief learns how to open it. All right, let's watch the security camera.
Let me show you why I put them in the elevator.
Okay, I think they're looking for my phone right now. They're in the kitchen and they're hiding in a tight space. What this footage shows me is the thief was hiding in a small space waiting to steal my phone. Watch how long the thief stays in one spot without moving. This thief is definitely not claustrophobic. I'm gonna trap everyone in the elevator until somebody freaks out because that person is definitely not the thief.
It's really hot.
Oh, it's hot.
I feel so bad for them. It's for sure hot in there.
Oh,
oh,
oh no! Who did that?
They're all screaming now!
It was you!
I cannot believe that Nick did that in such a small space.
It's natural!
I feel so bad for all of them.
Nick, dude, it's getting worse. Did you fart again?
I'm sorry, I had taco.
Oh, no. I think Nick did it again.
Oh,
no. He turned the light off. I don't know who the thief is yet, but I know they're not claustrophobic. So whoever leaves the elevator first must be innocent.
God, I need to get out! Someone let me out, please!
Oh my gosh, Ari!
Let me out!
I don't think Ari did it. He's terrified.
Poor
Ari.
Oh my God! Get him out of here! Get him out!
Whoa! Oh my God!
I cannot be in there any longer, guys.
That was intense.
Well, Ari's claustrophobic, so that means he's not the suspect.
Who do you think did it?
Guys, I know who it is, Come.
What? What's happening?
Go.
Office.
Rowan has been threatening to quit for 2 years.
I quit.
If he does, he won't have money for a new phone, so maybe he stole Salish's.
What's going on? He found out who did it?
I came in, go to the bathroom, and I look at the computer, your dad's computer, how to unlock an iPhone.
Bro, you did it!
Whoa! This has been unlocked, and anybody can use my computer.
Sure, yeah.
What were you doing in here?
Who do you think stole your phone, then?
I mean, low-key, maybe it was my dad because of what he looked up on his computer. He's always trying to figure out what I'm doing, so he might be, like, trying to figure out if I'm talking to any guys. Let's watch the next security footage. I was standing right next to the kitchen on my phone. Then I left it there and then walked away, right? Whoa, wait, the thief was right there. The thief fell? How did I not see them? This is perfect evidence because I've got just the challenge. Since the thief stumbled when they tried to stop, we're gonna play an extreme game of red light, green light. So whoever gets across the finish line without getting caught moving, it cannot be the thief. All right, guys, we're gonna play red light, green light. The first person to pass this line is innocent. And if you guys move when the light is red, you get shot.
Is this normally how it goes? We just came for a Family Channel collab and now I'm getting accused.
You never know what's gonna happen with Salish.
Nick likes very expensive clothes, so maybe he plans to sell Salish's iPhone and buy another nice jacket.
It's obvious you did it.
Why would I have done it?
You're her dad, it's on your computer.
What? They could have been anybody. Anybody had access to my computer.
I'm still gonna win.
Dale could have done it, Rowan could have done it.
I would never do
that. This is crazy. I was on Nickelodeon for 20 years. You think I would steal from a kid?
I know I didn't do it.
All right, guys, ready? Set. Green light. Red light.
Oh,
oh no. My gosh. Wait, she moved.
I saw it.
Good job, Del. Thank you.
I can't believe she did that.
Wait, guys, I mainly focused on Del, but did you move?
They move, no. Famous. I'm not even moving now.
Brittany is a psychologist, and she believes iPhones are terrible for teen brain development. Maybe she did it.
You know what? It's okay. I'll believe you.
Thank you. Thank you, Salem.
Just kidding.
Oh, this coat is expensive. I'm down.
Do I still have to keep playing this game?
Red light. Red light. Colin. Did Rowan move too, maybe?
I don't know.
I haven't moved a day in my life.
Are you sure you didn't move?
What? I promise!
Sandy, did you move? I'm just kidding. Get back over!
No!
How long do I have to hold this?
I'm so close.
Maybe Sandy is getting revenge on Salish for all the time she screamed, mic check, in his ear.
Mic check!
Oh, there he is!
I quit!
You get extra.
I quit!
So that means I'm innocent now, right?
No, it doesn't. Did I hear a breath? Are you moving? Are you moving, Sid? Next round.
Ah, Salish!
Nick, were you trying to get my Snapchat?
I'm a dad. I don't even know how to use Snapchat.
Are you sure?
I'm innocent! Ah, don't shoot me!
Okay, remember guys, the thief was not able to stop quickly, so whoever crossed this line first is definitely innocent. Green light! Red light! Sandy? I'm pretty sure I saw you move.
What? I don't know.
I think Sandy moved.
I think he moved too.
Oh, okay, I'm dead.
Nice shot.
I don't want that to happen to me. It's gonna mess up my hair.
Only two people left. Which one of you isn't the thief? We're gonna find out. Green light. Oh. Red light. Dad, did he move?
Oh, he definitely moved.
He moved.
Sailors, please, actually. Oh!
Okay, my hair.
I'm innocent! Del just tripped me, so if there's any good production managers out there, send me your resume, because she's fired!
Green light! Red light!
I won!
So you made it across the line, you're innocent. Let's watch the next piece of security footage. This was earlier in the day, and I was on my parents' balcony, but what happened? Wait, they're right there? And I was just like on TikTok scrolling. They're about to grab my phone. They fell off the ledge.
What? Are you serious?
So this thief has a terrible balance and is obviously very clumsy. All right, I have the perfect challenge. It's so perfect.
Wait, tell me.
No. All right, come on, let's go.
I need to find the thief before they can open my phone and get into my Snapchat.
I think I'm slightly overdressed for this.
Well, water. Now you're gonna ruin your coat.
I'm gonna win the challenge.
Everybody is on the plank. The last person standing is innocent and gets to leave.
That's me.
Everyone stand on one leg.
Oh, actually.
This is my favorite coat.
I don't like that sound.
It's creaking and cracking.
Now stand on the next leg.
Don't touch me, Nick.
Del, get that leg higher.
Salish.
Bounce in between, go like one, two.
No.
Just do it. It's gonna break,
Salish.
The thief couldn't keep their balance on the balcony, so they won't keep their balance above the pool. The last person standing must be innocent.
Turn is the circle.
Circle?
Spinning?
Yep. Spin.
Counterclockwise.
Faster.
Salish, get it!
Next, do your favorite TikTok dance.
Hey, TikTok. Renegade, what? What?
Put your leg out and straight.
Oh, no.
What? I love this coat.
That's hard.
I am innocent. Okay, that's actually. Whoa. I do yoga.
Whoa.
I know.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry.
Whoa!
I know!
I have pool noodles.
Sandy's a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
How is this fair? Okay, hands up, hop, hop, hop.
Sandy's innocent. Sandy, you can leave.
While there's five remaining suspects left.
Dad, this was my favorite coat. What am I gonna do in the next challenge? I don't have anything to wear.
I got you.
You look great.
No, I can't go out in public like this.
Ori.
Yeah, wait, Ori. Yo, what's up? I'm coming.
My phone is connected to my computer too. I saw the thief took a picture. So it's in a mirror and they have my phone and they have my phone case, but the lip gloss isn't inside of it. That means they have to know that the Rode lip gloss is literally sold out everywhere. Bro, Ori, you don't understand how hard it was to find. Dell actually made a TikTok saying that she wants the Rode phone case.
Where do I get the Rode phone case? I want it so badly. All I want to do is review it, but if you actually care about me, leave a comment off to the side so I can get my hands on it.
She would be the only one that would want this, and she's the only one that would know how hard it was to find.
How are you gonna prove it though?
I have the perfect challenge.
One of you is trying to steal my phone and get to my Snapchat.
Oh, hi mom. Where have you been?
Doing errands.
Lauren is concerned about Salish's screen time, but would she steal her own daughter's phone just to keep her off it? I think maybe she might.
She always tells me I'm on my phone too much, so she needs to be in the challenge. I think maybe she did it after all, not my dad. She also has access to the office, and she has a motive. All right, guys, we're in Ulta Beauty. The next challenge is you guys have to find a trending product in 5 minutes.
Oh, all right? 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
3, 2, 1, go. You got it.
My daughter helped me.
I told them to get a trendy product, but what they don't realize is the person that gets the least trendy product is actually gonna win and get to leave. I'm doing this because whoever stole my phone probably used my Rode lip tint, so they know how trendy products are, so they'll probably get like a really good product.
This is literally the easiest challenge. We're in Ulta. Almost everything is trending in this store.
Dell is a beauty influencer. Does she take it so seriously that she's willing to steal Salish's Rode phone case?
The thief clearly knows what's trending in Ulta, so whoever picks the least trending product is innocent.
Honey, could you help me out here?
No, just
help me
out. I'm not going to help
honestly,
you.
Just
I'm
between
doing
us.
My own
okay,
thing.
Wait. Between us, did you steal the phone? Like, I actually just
stole it.
Are you sure?
Not.
The only reason I know some of these is because I edit some of Salish's Get Ready With Me's, and I know a lot of her products. So I'm going to look for those.
Colin still has the iPhone 12, and he's too cheap to upgrade. But is he willing to steal?
Powerful Queen Cannon is helping me find something trending.
I actually have no idea what's in Ulta because I go to Sephora.
Dell for sure stole my Rode lip tint because she probably wanted it because it's trending and she was talking about how much she wanted the Rode phone case.
New plumping powder matte lip. Whatever that means, I'll bet it's trending.
They're trying so hard to get a good product.
Yeah, little do they know it's just gonna make them more suspicious if they pick out a trendy product.
Look how pretty that is.
She's definitely sprayed this before. Pistachio and salted caramel. That sounds kind of good actually.
I know you took it, Jordan. I didn't take it.
Yes,
you did.
You made a TikTok. You want that Rode case. That's why you tripped me, because you're trying to sabotage me because you are guilty.
This stuff is trending, right?
Yep.
So let's get one of these.
Oh my God, it's heavy.
Help me out, is this trending? Help me out, is it trending? Okay, good, all right. Boom. Five,
I can't
four,
make my decision.
Three, two, one, that's it. I think there was like a minute left.
This thing where like you press down and it comes up, that's cool, I think.
Five, four, three,
I was actually
two,
looking for this one.
That one?
Okay.
I lied. There's 30 seconds left.
Did you just lie to me?
No, honey.
I think I just got played.
Time's up. Watch everyone celebrate when they think trending is a good thing. They don't realize that that actually makes them suspicious.
Kylie Cosmetics Lip Plumper.
Team Jordan.
NYX Duck Plump. Hourglass Ambient Lighting Palette. Sol de Janeiro Drunk Elephant Moisturizer. T3 Curl Wrap. I don't think this is the most trending curling iron. Nick and Powerful must be innocent.
What?
Wait, we're free.
No,
you said get
the phone.
You said get the trending product.
We're innocent.
Next security clip. They're trying to look into my room. Okay, they're just there. Okay, they're about to walk up the stairs. Oh my gosh. Bro, they just stubbed their toe. How clumsy are they? If they're in that much pain after just stubbing their toe, they probably don't have a very high pain tolerance. I have a great plan.
Because the thief has a very low pain tolerance, I'm gonna test you out by walking on the Legos, and whoever makes it across with the smallest reaction is innocent.
So if I make it across but I'm screaming, it doesn't count?
No.
Say, just take, chill. Oh, ow. Oh! I gotta make no expression.
Why are you literally wobbling? Wait, guys,
I did it! I got away! Ow! Oh, wow, it's still stuck in my foot! It's stuck in my foot! Ow! Ow!
That is not innocent.
That looks a lot how the feet walk.
What are you talking about?
You can do it, honey. You got this. It's not that bad.
Is that...
No!
What?
No.
No?
No.
No? No. So far, I'm the only one that got across, so far, I'm innocent.
No way! Bro, show his expression.
Oh! Okay, so I screamed.
Remember, the thief doesn't handle pain well. So whoever can walk on the Legos with the smallest reaction must be innocent.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ah! 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 Ow! Ow! Ah!
Okay.
I think we all know who did it so far.
You got this, Del.
Boom! Shaka Waka.
What?
Shush, Del. Shush.
Oh, wait. She's doing pretty well.
Wow, say it loud, Del. Wow.
No way.
Whoa, she's doing it.
Wow.
Ow. Oh.
This can't be legal.
So far, I think I'm the least guilty. Did you see me? I barely made an expression.
I think you're the most guilty.
Cry like a little baby.
Wait, actually? It was not that hard.
What?
Dad, did you just, wait, what?
So I'm innocent, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go.
Wow, back again.
Whoa.
What just happened?
Okay, so Colin didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think Colin did it, y'all.
I need to get my phone back super soon because if the thief opens my phone and looks at my Snapchat, that's not gonna be good. All right, now I'm watching this security camera footage. I was in the kitchen. Then I went to go out to the trampoline. Now the thief just stole my phone. They're eating the snack that I was eating. No way. I don't think they like the spice because they're acting like it was way too spicy. They're going like this a lot. Oh, they're hiding from me. And they almost stole my phone, but they just left it there. The thief literally would have stolen my phone in that moment, but they cannot deal with spice, so I have a challenge.
You guys have to eat one of these chips without drinking water, and I'm gonna put this super spicy.
What?
What? More? No.
You each have to eat one of these chips without drinking water, and whoever does that is innocent.
No. Okay.
All right, Del, let's start with you. Take a chip from the Adelaide.
Oh, no.
Come on, Del, you got it.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1, let's go. You got it, Del, come on.
You got it, Del, you got it. Oh, she went to the,
no.
What? 5 seconds
no.
In?
No.
Wait, is it that bad?
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. She's out of here. Okay. Oh, my God, this must be so spicy. Oh, that's really spicy, bro. Oh, that's a long one. Oh, okay, he can do it.
Breathe, Raul. Come on, you got it.
What was that?
Very hard stuff.
Rowan, that's actually very impressive.
No! Oh!
I got him. Oh my God. Good luck, Jordan.
Remember, the thief couldn't handle spice, so whoever has the smallest reaction to this challenge must be innocent.
How bad is this? Oh, no, yeah, no. Oh.
And it's already flaming hot, you know.
Oh God. What?
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Oh.
He's not chilling, guys.
Oh my God!
I don't think he was chill with that chip.
Ah, that's so hot!
I think this chips might have been just a little bit spicy. Like, not that
much.
Like,
a little bit!
Oh, you don't even need water?
Why would I need water?
What?
You guys are just babies.
Oh.
What are you doing?
That's spicy!
Guess I'm innocent.
I still need to find the thief before they figure out how to unlock my phone and they get into my Snapchat.
Next piece of security footage, let's look. They're looking for my phone, okay? Oh, they're hiding from me. Wait, that's their hiding spot? What? Out of all of the hiding spots, they chose that? That hiding spot is so bad. That gives me an idea for the perfect challenge.
We're gonna play a game of hide and seek. You have 1 minute to hide and film yourselves. Go.
Why are we playing hide and seek? What's that have to do with anything?
I only have 1 minute.
1 minute? What do I do with 1 minute? I could hide in the diapers.
See that hiding spot right there?
I can't believe I'm still a suspect. I'm the most innocent person ever. Where do you think Del's gonna hide?
Probably like in a beauty section or in the clothes section or something like that.
I wanna hide in these pants. This is not weird. Not weird at all.
I think the best strategy is to just keep moving.
Why would I steal my daughter's phone? I'm not the thief. Right? Or am I? Whoa, 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 whoa.
How much time left?
30 seconds.
I'm gonna do the mannequin thing.
The thief picked a terrible hiding spot when they tried to steal my phone. So the last person I can find in Target is a good hider and must be innocent.
I'm not the thief.
Okay, it's either Jordan or Dell.
Our time's up, we should go start looking.
All right, let's go. I don't know where the thief could be.
My strategy is working.
I have a feeling I'm gonna be here for quite some time.
This is so stressful.
Maybe in the clothing.
They could be anywhere, Salish.
She's right there.
There are people over there.
This is working.
Say, let's check here.
Oh, wait.
What?
Never mind.
No?
Sorry, I saw his feet.
Guys, I don't know where they are.
Oh my God. Wait. Wait, I see. I don't know if you guys can see it, but they're there. They're literally there.
What is the big deal about this whole Snapchat thing?
I mean, like...
Like, it can't be that crazy.
No, it is.
Just tell me, what is it?
I can't tell you.
Come on, Salish.
Bro, I actually can't.
We're BFFs, come on.
No, I can't tell you.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, we gotta keep looking. What about in here?
I'm so... Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I'm playing hide and seek with my friends, so I had to find a hiding spot. I'm so sorry!
Wait, was this a good hiding spot?
Okay! Oh my God. I almost gave a woman a heart attack, but at least I know the hiding spot's good.
All right, let's keep looking.
Maybe back over here. No, no one's over there.
I feel like we looked through all the menswear section.
Yeah, me too.
Whose phone is this?
Look, it's Dad.
I'm shocked.
Jordan has been caught, and I now need to just stay hidden until Dell is caught, and then I will be innocent.
Rowan, Dell. I feel like I should know where Rowan is because I've known him literally my entire life. Let's just look over here. Oh, this is like messed up. Dell? Dell!
No way.
Ari! I got
it. Oh my
no,
God.
You didn't do anything. I got it because that thing was messed up.
There's no way.
Rowan was the best hider. He was so innocent. Rowan, guess what?
What?
You're the last one, so you're eliminated. Check out this next footage. This happened after the phone was stolen. I was looking at iCloud to see if any more pictures had been posted when I fell asleep. I was literally asleep for like 3 minutes, and look at the thief. They're trying to get my face ID.
I woke up, walked downstairs, and look, they start freaking out. Obviously, they cannot control their emotions.
They get frustrated really easily, so for the final two suspects, I have a challenge.
If I can't figure out who the thief is after this final challenge, I might never get my phone back.
One of the two of you stole my phone, and I'm gonna figure out who it was.
What's with the light?
That's unnecessary.
The thief got frustrated very easily, so we're gonna play a game and see who gets more frustrated. The game's called We Listen and We Don't Judge.
Oh,
okay.
Let's all say it together.
We listen and we don't judge.
You're gonna go first, and if you react, you're the thief. And remember, what I'm about to tell you is true.
Okay.
Remember how you kept, like, at Grammy and Guppa's, you kept on asking me if I had done my homework or not, mm-hmm. and I said yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I actually haven't done it, and I, like, have just been calling my friends, and I got some bad emails from my teachers. So I'm gonna let you deal with those, because like, I don't know how to handle it. And we say, we listen and we don't judge.
Your teachers are expecting you to be done with the assignments and you didn't do them and you lied to me, right?
Yeah, and I probably have like a really bad grade now. Doesn't matter until like next year. Then like I gotta lock in, but like this year, it doesn't matter. I can do whatever I want, you know?
Mm-hmm. The thief got upset very easily. So whoever has the bigger reaction in this challenge must be the thief.
Del, ready?
Good luck.
So you know how you don't have a boyfriend and you're very much single? Like very single? Like I've never seen anyone more single. So like a couple weeks ago, I made a dating profile for you on your phone. Like remember when I was asking you like who was hot and not? And I was swiping like left and right. So yeah, that's up. So guys, if you wanna go see that, it's on like Tinder and it's like Delvita Coleman. So go look at that and swipe right on her because she's very pretty and nice.
I appreciate the compliment, but are you saying there's a dating profile
of myself in the wild.
Don't worry, I picked your best pictures.
How do I not know about this?
Are you upset with her?
No.
We listen and we don't judge.
We don't judge.
All right, Dad, you're next. This one's like a little worse, so you're gonna have to actually breathe. So this is actually true, so maybe don't get mad at me. But if you do get mad, that means you're the thief and I finally get my phone back. I was going to like Crumble and Starbucks with my friend after school.
Yeah.
I didn't go with my friend, and I went with like a little more than a friend, you know, like a boy. So.
Wait, you're dating someone right now?
Oh, wait, what?
Wait, hold on.
Wait, we're not gonna go that far.
Okay, no. You went to Crumble with a guy, a boy? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah.
You're messing with me.
We're all friends. We're all friends.
It's just a friend then.
Well.
What is happening, actually? What is happening? I stole your phone, okay? I'm sorry.
I knew you wanted to know who I was snapping.
No, it's not about you snapping at all. I just wanted to delete all those ugly dad photos that you had on your phone.
What, do you delete them?
No, because you have Face ID on your photos, so I couldn't.
Yeah, obviously, I don't want anyone seeing my photos. To get back at you, Sandy, flash all those ugly dad photos.
No, actually, no. Don't, Sandy, do not show the photo.
And now give me my phone.
Okay, I don't know where your phone is. Somebody stole it from me.
Who stole it?
I hid it in my drawer. Somebody stole your phone and it wasn't me.
The only person that would know that would be like mom.
I stole the phone from dad because I want to know who you're snapping.
What?
Face ID?
Mom, no!
Hey everyone, we filmed that video before the devastating fires in Los Angeles, and since then we've been reading your comments, and I can't tell you how much your outpouring of love and support means to all of us. It's been a really hard time in Los Angeles. We know a lot of people who have had a terrible impact of this fire. They've lost their homes, they've been displaced. We've been very, very fortunate that our home has not been impacted. And I think the reason for that is because we have an incredible firefighting team in Los Angeles, and they have done everything they can to stop this fire as much as possible and keep it from affecting other communities. And we've been fortunate to be one of those communities that was saved. So thank you to all firefighters and to all first responders. We are more grateful than I can possibly express. We're going to be donating to some groups that are gonna need help, and we'll link those in the description if you want to donate as well. And again, thank you. We love all of you and we appreciate your support so much, and we'll see you next week.